Globalists at Munich Security Conference scheme to undermine voters and protect climate action from political headwinds. By Hannah Knudsen on February 10, 2025. Globalists are scheming to undermine voters worldwide and protect climate action from political headwinds. The elites, many of whom buzz around on private jets, at the upcoming Munich Security Conference are openly plotting ways to undermine voters worldwide who have rejected climate change insanity. Posting on X Monday, "When is it too hot to handle? Hashtag MSC 2025 will put traditional and non-traditional security threats on the agenda." The post contains a graphic which reads, "How can climate action be shielded from political headwinds?" The 2025 Munich Security Report also undermines the agenda that individuals worldwide voted for. A summary of the report cites favorite leftist buzzwords and agenda items including inclusive economic growth and threats like climate change. The report shows that visions of multipolarity are also polarized. This makes it increasingly difficult to adapt the existing order peacefully, avoid new arms races, prevent violent conflicts within and among states, allow for more inclusive economic growth, and jointly address shared threats like climate change. As the great and not-so-great powers cannot tackle these challenges alone, their cooperation will be crucial. But for this cooperation to materialize, the world can well use some depolarization. 2025 will show whether this is in the cards, or whether the world will grow yet more divided than it is. The conference will be held Friday, February 14, 2025 until Sunday, February 16, 2025. America, certainly, voted against the leftist climate change agenda by electing President Donald Trump, who on day one signed an executive order titled, "Putting America First in International Environmental Agreements." Related, climate activists get arrested after blocking Citibank HQ. In recent years, the United States has purported to join international agreements and initiatives that do not reflect our country's values or our contributions to the pursuit of economic and environmental objectives, the order reads in part. It further contends that the agreements steer American taxpayer dollars to countries that do not require or merit financial assistance in the interests of the American people. Related, climate protest disrupts Sigourney Weaver's London Tempest play performance. Ultimately, he withdrew the U.S. from the Paris Agreement and has put an emphasis on American energy, rejecting the electrical vehicle push and embracing fossil fuels. But it is not just America rejected the climate change narrative, either. As Breitbart News reported, a UN demand for countries to submit new targets for slashing carbon emissions was almost entirely ignored Monday, with heavy polluters China, India and the European Union amongst the biggest names on a lengthy absentee list.